Welcome to the UAC Podcast. UAC was founded to create a place for the most successful chiropractors from different backgrounds and around the world who could come together to mastermind and create lifelong lasting friendships. Our profession's unique, and surrounding yourself with the genius inside of UAC is a formula to grow personally and professionally into the life you've always known you're capable of achieving. I'm Dr. Alan Miner with Dr. Brian Capra, and this is the best practices section of the UAC podcast. Welcome to Chiropractic's Brain Trust.
Hey everyone, Dr. Brian here from the UAC Best Practices podcast. Another amazing guest today. You're going to definitely get some really good stuff out of this one. We're hoping you can get at least one thing that you can implement into your practice or into your life and get results right away. Here at my co-host, Dr. Alan Miner. So Doc, I want to take away and introduce our guest.
Yeah, we have Jeff Van Kampen with us here today from Clinic Growth Accelerator. Jeff is a systems engineer, which has everything to do with chiropractic, right? actually, he's a systems engineer turned, I don't even know, I don't want to say marketing guru. There's so much bad ick around that. But Jeff, you've been helping a lot of businesses, a lot of chiropractors. And I hope you can share with the guests some inside knowledge right now of what you're seeing in the world of acquisition, of acquiring new patients into practices, of the front door, as I've always called it. What's working, what's not, what's getting traction. You know, I know there's a lot to unpack here. Maybe I'll just start you, though. How'd you get into chiropractic and serving chiropractors?
Yeah, love it. Let's start there. And gentlemen, I appreciate you guys having me on the show. It's an absolute pleasure. Hope to always leave with value. So my journey began, like a lot of people in chiropractic, it seems, as a patient of chiropractic. So when I was about, I mean, just to be clear, I'm 30 years old now, just celebrated a 30th birthday. So I'm not like a seasoned vet, but when I was 25, I had back pain that seemed like it was the level of a 60-year-old, maybe a 70-year-old. And I'm like, you know what? This is not good for being 25 years of age. I was a big video game player, super beast mode, Call of Duty kind of player for those that reference on that. And it kind of paid the price. And I had some really bad posture and that led to a lot of pain, mostly like mid back, which was just couldn't get rid of it. You know, it affected my work. It affected my sleep. And I just eventually just said, screw it. I'm going to see a doc. And I had known about chiropractic, but like anybody, I wasn't an expert. And I went there and got a lot of value from that. So for me, like still under active care here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with a guy I've been seeing for a long time. He's helped me out a lot. And that's just really how my journey began. Now, in chiropractic, from just a different side, I knew I was going to be into business at a young age. I was a terrible athlete and I was terrible in, you know, in anything that had to do with sports, but I was always very competitive, you know. So my parents owned a business. I wanted to start a business. I went to engineering school, worked a little bit out of engineering school for like a year, and then said, screw that. I'm going to start my own business. I got no kids. I got no wife. I got no house payment. I didn't even have a car payment at the time. So let's just get it. You know what I mean? And that's how I got started. So that's how I got in chiropractic. I started an agency. I was serving a lot of people. Chiropractors were some of the people that were getting the best results and I felt the most connected to. So in 2020, we ditched all the other clients like gym owners, real estate agents, all that kind of stuff. We went all in on chiro. And that's how I got to creating CGA.
Cool, man. Awesome. So Call of Duty injury, is that what you said?
Call of Duty injured me. After I was taking all there, I was the king, you know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it was mostly from poor posture, you know, like anybody might, you know, like walking around like this. And my mom was always yelling at me. Yeah, gamer, yeah. You know? So, yeah. But I like business and got a lot of value from chiropractic. And then like kind of on the show too, my dad had an aortic aneurysm in his heart when he was 57 years old. Okay. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, my grandmother, his mom died of that same thing when my dad was 12. So of course I never met her. The difference between him and her is that when hers burst, it was going up towards the brain. So she died basically instantly. My dad was going down to the stomach. So he lived and he's still around today. He just actually is going to be 70 years old next May. So a lot of that has to do with, I just like holistic medicine as with you guys, like being able to provide value in that level of acquisition is much more meaningful than really anything else.
The three things I consistently hear from chiropractors is that I need a way to address issues I'm currently unable to address for patients, I need faster, longer-lasting results for patients, and more importantly, I need a way for another part of my practice to earn as much money or more money than my hands earn without me involved. Those are the three problems that Aspen Laser and Theralite solve better than any other modalities or lasers on the market. We fully understand that the best way to experience the true benefits and results of a laser is to see, touch, and use it in your own clinic on your own patients. Our offer is for you to line up 10 to 15 of your worst case scenario patients with problems that you currently aren't able to fully address or fix, and let us treat all of those issues in one day. Our pledge is that we'll get 90% of your patients virtually pain-free and to full mobility within 10 minutes of their very first visit. If you aren't significantly impressed with the results, and if we don't significantly outperform the laser you're currently using, I'll give you $500 for wasting your day. To call and schedule your no-risk complimentary demo day, call or text Mark Murdoch at 214-641-1827.
One of the things you work with a bunch of Genesis clients, so I've gotten to know you a little bit. And one thing I've noticed with you that's, I want to say different, is just the way you talk, but also the organization. It's probably the systems engineer of the way you organize your thoughts and your processes and everything. And if you talk a little bit about, and what I took from that while talking to you is how detailed you are in measuring every step in the acquisition process. And so what are some of the important KPIs when you're looking at the steps in the acquisition process, and what kind of numbers are we looking for? What's good? What's bad?
Sure. Yeah. Let's dive into it. And we can get like as granular as you want. I think first and foremost, like before getting into KPIs, like understanding like what are the objectives of like each stage of the acquisition process. And so one of the biggest misconceptions I see constantly all the time, regardless of industry, is that people think they're going to like some, and I'm going to talk advertising. That's what we do. We do advertising. So they think that they're going to put together this like magical, mystical ad that will go out to the public. And not only will it bring them in, but it will qualify them. It will make sure they have the right money. It will make sure they have the right pain points. It will bring liking to the business, the know, like, and trust. And then when that someone walks in the door, whether service-based or product-based, they're just going to lay down sale, right? That's what they think. They think there's an ad that will do that. And that's just not true. And so I think like going back to the basics of human psychology and looking at the data. So what I would like to do is say, okay, we want to be able to put together a relevant ad or a relevant offer, right? So in the sense of chiropractic, what's relevant? Someone that has a level of discomfort or pain that they're looking to resolve. Like us three on here and the listeners, like a lot of people know like it's more than just pain. We understand that. The problem is they don't understand that, right? So attracting something that's relevant to the consumer, not relevant to the practice, but relevant to the consumer, and then ultimately giving them a chance to have a conversation, become a lead, right? So the job of the ad is to get a relevant lead, okay? Now, as far as like cost per, I think if I average all the accounts, like we don't have everybody, but I think we're worth about 90 people right now. There's probably average cost per lead, $40 to $50 a lead is what we're seeing right now, okay? Now, that's with a paid consultation. It's not a $100 consultation. It's not usually 75. It's usually between 40 and 50 is what we see. It's just as far as getting good response. So $40 to $50 consultation, you should be able to get $40 to $50 leads right now, okay? From there, then you got to look at what's your booking cost. What's it costing me to get an appointment, okay? So if the system's done correctly, you can get a high percentage of the leads to just schedule right away. Let's say 60% schedule and your lead cost is $40. Now you have an effective $66 per booking, okay? And one of the things that you guys do well, at least on Allen's team, is you guys have a call center. So you can actually lower your appointment costs by managing all the leads and calling all the leads who don't automatically book. So that's one way to lower appointment costs, is to make outbound calls to the leads that don't book and do discovery with them. And then that's how you get lower cost per appointment, okay? That's really the front end. So lead to booking to ultimately appointment. Make sense there? Questions on that one, I guess? Or anything you want me to dive deeper into?
I'm tracking with you. That's great.
All right. Good there. And then the main thing then is like, okay, I look at like there's two things you can do. One is you could look at appointment to show in terms of a cost. So like, let's say you get $66 appointments and let's say 75% show. You could do the math and figure out what the show rate is. I like to figure out like what I add in one more percentage, which is like percentage of qualify, right? So let's say that you get 5 appointments set, and then you screen them over the phone, and let's say 3 of them are qualified, you would have a percentage drop there too. So you want to factor in that process. And I think one of the golden nuggets potentially for today is that like a lot of docs, like they don't take their screening process seriously enough. So they just screen everybody in the clinic. So when people show up, they go through day 1, day 2, and then we get to the day 2, they're like, oh, I would sign up, but I could barely afford the bus ride here. You know what I mean? Kind of deal. And then you get all these objections. And a lot of times, like, there's no perfect way to prevent the objections, but like, if you just screen people on the phone for 3 to 5 minutes, you can rule out a lot of those folks, you know what I mean? In a good way. Say, hey man, it's not fit for you, and here's why, you know? So I think having that, and having that like formal discovery process, having somebody dedicated on the team to make those calls, has been really impactful. And then naturally you'll track the show rate, the conversion rate, and then the cash upfront collected, cost of acquisition, whatever you guys want to get into, you know?
I have a question. Do you tend to find better success with the chiropractor screening people pre-qualifying, or do you simply have the CA or the call center or whoever's on the team do the pre-qualifying, and which works better? And that's probably the biggest frustration I hear from chiropractors that you address directly, Jeff, is there tends to be that, you know, opt-in, and then you can't get a hold of a third of them, and then a third of them don't show up. And so the number, you know, for however many come in the top of the funnel, we all know marketing, you're not going to get everybody to come at the bottom of the funnel. It seems like it's kind of, in my world, been a third the way down in Facebook. But like in our clinics, there's a 2-day process. And so, yeah, that is the question, is how do you keep out the, to me, there a lot of people on Facebook are sort of like the Groupon shoppers. There's a lot of people who are qualified buyers, but you know, how do you weed out the Groupon deal maker, $49, I'm coming for the offer, no intention of ever buying anything, I'm going to get everything I can out of the clinic, versus the person who's really like you with gaming, I need help, this seems like a viable solution, so now I'm presenting as a qualified candidate. What are your insights there?
Yeah, I love that. So there's kind of like three things to maybe discuss there. One is I want to give a little value on like kind of like some outbound techniques that I think will be just like short and helpful. Then the second question is like, who should call, the doctor or the CEA? And then the third would be like, how do we rule out the folks, right? Like, how do we actually say like yes or no to these people respectfully, right? So first of all, let's talk about who should call. So it's interesting because like the doctor's time is insanely valuable. We know that. So people always say to have the thing of like, well, I can't make the call because I have to serve patients. And that's valuable, especially at scale if the business is very big, okay? But what I would always suggest as somebody who is the business owner, if you're the doctor and the business owner, you're the doctor, but you're also the entrepreneur. So like you getting good at the calls and being able to make those calls effectively and have success in the process is number one, going to show leadership to the team. But then number two, you're going to be able to hold the team accountable on how to do it. So I see a lot of people that like, people that don't get the best results at a CGA, just to be clear, are people that are like buy the program. And then what they do is they hand it to somebody and then they have no idea how to manage that system. They don't pay any attention to it. They don't know the operations. They know how to tonality on the calls. They know how to greet the call. So you got to have control over that so you can at least manage it effectively, right? So if the doctor calls, what you're going to find is a really, really high show rate. Okay. I've seen ridiculous show rates. I got a guy out in Nebraska. His last name is Niemeyer. I won't say his first name, but he's a great man. And he ran with us for like 4 months. And then he had to take a little bit of a break to hire some people. But dude, his show rate was insane. I mean, he might have had like, I think like 90 people through the door. And I think he had like 10 or 12 no-shows. It was ridiculous. You know what I mean? So it took his time, but it improved the back end percentage of the show rate. You know what I mean? So what was the trade-off? You know what I mean? So if the doctor calls, you'll get probably a higher show rate, higher compliance, higher conversion. It just takes the doctor's time. So then do the math to see if that makes sense at scale, right? But I think at a minimum, whoever's the business leader has to be good at it if it's in-house, because otherwise there's no way to manage it. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't know how to run ads, how do I manage an ads guy? Mm-hmm. Right? You know what I mean?
This segment is sponsored by Genesis Chiropractic Software. UAC members rely on innovative and rock-solid practice solutions, especially when it comes to EHRs, practice management, and billing. This is why UAC recommends and stands behind Genesis Chiropractic Software. Genesis is a best-in-class, all-in-one chiropractic practice management system that has you covered, from patient scheduling to documentation and all the way through billing. Genesis uses the power of AI to find work in the system and automatically assign that work to the right person, preventing tasks from falling through the cracks. Thousands of high-volume practices rely on Genesis every day to successfully grow and maintain their practices. And additionally, they integrate with most of your favorite marketing, scheduling, and payment solutions. Schedule a demo of Genesis today by visiting www.genesischiropracticsoftware.com and be sure to mention UHC as well.
So that would be the first thought process there. for like a call cycle to give maybe value on this too, because outbound is hard for sure. And I think we've built a lot of our business on outbound as well. So a secret of outbound is that if you're calling leads, here's a secret: double call, no voicemail. So double call the lead, double call, let it ring twice and then hang up and then leave a voicemail. Because a voicemail could sometimes be like, you almost give away your position too much a little bit. So don't text. Don't do, you know what I mean? Just double. If you're only doing outbound, just have your people do double call, no voicemail. That way they can get to a lot of leads. Okay. And then when they answer, you want to have, I'll give like the biggest, like probably my, what I could maybe give is the biggest golden nugget is that, like, if people answer the phone, you don't go like, hey, this is Jeff from ABC Chiropractic. I'm just calling to confirm your appointment. That's what everybody else sounds like. You don't want to do that. Okay. So here's a little technique for those that are lucky enough to listen, because I usually wouldn't share this, but I'm going to share it because you guys are the shit. Okay. So what you do is you do this. If someone answers, you say, hi, Dr. Brian, and you wait. And they will always self-identify because you're using the verbal tonality of question-based. You know what I mean? So you say, hi, a little pause, not too long. Hi, Jeff. Everyone who answers will always say yes, every freaking time. They self-identify that you got the right person. Then you say, hey, Jeff, this is just so-and-so calling from ABC. Wanted to reach out because I saw you did X, Y, and Z. Does that ring a bell? And then you go into basically qualification, okay? So that little nugget right there of how you greet the phone call will lower the prospect's wall, because a lot of times I think when people are doing discovery, they're like, hey, wanted to reach out because I saw you booked an appointment here. Like, I guess what expressed you to express interest in our office kind of deal. They're like so fast with it, you know? Does that make sense? Yeah. So you slow it down, you know? Because if you think about it, last thought here, and then we'll kind of go back and forth. When you do discovery, it's kind of like a dam, like a wall and a dam. So like imagine water flow, but instead of water during a discovery process, like the water is information. Okay. So the higher the wall, the less info you can get. So the better you are at making that person on the phone feel safe, feel like they're in the right place, feel a little empathy, the more info you're going to get during that 3 to 5 minute discovery process, which will ultimately make your qualifying efforts better, because you're getting actual information from them, not a bunch of BS lies.
Do you guys, I've heard from other marketers, I'm curious how you worked around this. They'll do a great job, some of the other folks in UAC, and then they'd get stuck with the clinic. You know, so the marketer's like, I'm doing my job, getting leads to show up, but then the clinic's dropping the ball. How do you guys worked around that? Do you train the clinic on how to do it? You just shared with us. Do you do it some in-house scheduling? How have you guys worked around the variable of, you know, you can lead the horse to water, but then it's got to drink. And sure. I know that's probably a frustration from your end. How do you guys work around that or help offices around that?
Yeah, it's a super valid question. When we first started, I would basically just say, if I was generating leads for Dr. Allen, let's say I'd run ads, get the lead, send you an Excel sheet, say, here you go. And there was no one retained, no one stuck in the program. And I just like, wow, I'm the worst lead generator of all time. I mean, like, you know, put me up there as one of the worst, you know what I'm saying? So then I realized, I was like, wait a minute, it's not, they're just not calling the leads. Like nobody's reaching out. There's no transparency. So we've got a platform that, you know, everyone's familiar with. You basically just track all the leads. You make the calls out of there. It just gives visibility for the calls. And then what we do is we have like a pretty in-depth, like back end. It's like a 4-week training portal that essentially teaches the docs, like, really, number one, how to manage the leads, how to make the calls, how to get in touch with people, what to say on the phone, how to qualify when they do get in touch. And then for those that need a little help in the in-office sales process, we'll walk them through ideas on that too. Not everybody needs that, you know what I mean? And like a lot of people are very like rigid in their sales process. So I just say, hey man, like go into it with an open mind, take what you like, disregard what you don't. But some people like, you know, if you're anything like me, you're never good enough at sales, you know?
Great. It's great. I love it, Jeff.
Tell people they're not qualified.
How do you tell people they're not qualified? That's a great question. So like, let's talk about like what is qualified first, because it's a thing that's like thrown around, and I feel like we should probably eschew a decent definition to it or whatever. I would say it's somebody who has a relevant problem and has the motivation, time, and money to solve that problem, right? That would be a qualified lead, okay? So when you go through discovery, if you do it correctly, you lower the person's wall by how you greet them on the phone call. And then you go into a discovery process. Now, we always start broad and then we get narrow. So I'm usually just typically like, hey, like, saw you request an appointment for Thursday at 3. I guess like before we get into the boring stuff, like for you, like when you saw our ad, what was it that stuck out that really prompted you to express interest? Because here's what's going to happen there. Like, you need to get the person to reveal their cards. And so when they reveal their cards, like in that situation, they'd be like, well, let's say I've got lower back pain and it's been kind of annoying for a while. Got it. Okay. And about how long has that been going on for you? Oh, I've had it for 3 years. Now we're talking, you know what I mean? Like that's a long time. You know what I mean? Like that sucks. Right. So then by getting a little bit of like situational awareness, like what's the problem? How long have they had it? What if they tried to resolve it in the past? Like, what if they explored physical therapy, rehab, massage? By the end of that call, like you're going to know, like, is this person like actually serious? Are they looking for a quick crack? Did they use that in the language on the call? Or are they looking to get to like the root cause? You know what I mean? So like you get people to reveal themselves like just by the questions and pacing and tone in which you ask. And then if they're not qualified, you're like, hey, Jill, I appreciate everything that you've shared with us today. You know, I get the feeling that our office may not be the best fit for you. And here's why. I guess, how do you feel about that?
Right.
Basically, let them come to their own conclusion. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like, yo, like I get the feeling that you're not the best fit. I get the feeling. I'm not saying you aren't. I get the feeling that you're not the best fit. Here's why. This is what you're looking for. This is what we provide. Little mismatch. Hey, how do you feel about that? And you know what? Some people are like, oh, you actually, no, I really want that. Like, but make them fight for it. You know what I mean? And then if they really want them.
That was great. Thank you.
Yeah, but yeah.
How do you advise, or, you know, there's other, you know, there's Google AdWords, there's SEO, there's Yelp, there's TikTok, there's LinkedIn ads, there's Nextdoor or something. How do you advise your clients on, if somebody has a marketing budget, let's say they're doing what is kind of traditional in business, 10% of your revenue should go back towards marketing. Let's say somebody's committed to that. What percentage should be on the meta side of things versus some of the other things from your perspective?
That's a good question. And to be fair, like I'm not like a crazy jack of all trades expert in all those things. So like, I don't know a lot about Google. I haven't done a lot of Google ads, although that will be the next kind of step, I think, for us, but potentially is getting into Google. So I think any platform works. I think I want to start with that. Like, I think websites work. I think Google works. I think Yelp works. I think Facebook ads work. I think what people really get bogged down in is too much at one time. So like too much complexity. So like Google requires work. It requires tracking. It requires effort. Facebook requires work. It requires effort. It requires, you know what I'm saying? So like I would advise anybody is like pick your lane on what's working and then just get lethally good at it to where it's super systematic and you don't have to think about it. So like, for example, someone's like coming to us for Facebook and they're like, 3 months in, they're kicking butt. Like everyone's just dialed in from the lead gen side to the conversion to the, like everything. Then it's like, hey man, like you can either spend more money on Facebook, or at that point you've got this one systematized, so you don't need to worry about it. Go and introduce Google, but just don't do them at the same time, because then there's so much going on to track, and a lot of small businesses just don't have the bandwidth to do that. So yeah. It's hard for me to like give like a budget per se. I'm a big believer in like any traffic source works. You just have to get good at making it work.
That's fair, man. How about last question? UAC, how was you became a member here in our Vegas event recently? That was your first time out. How was the experience for you? Why did you become a member of UAC? Why did you join? What was the benefit for you?
Yeah, for sure. Well, big shout out to your co-host, Dr. Brian. He was the one that introduced me to Krista, and that's how we got involved. So, we essentially had like. Funny enough, we had a lot of clients that were a part of the group, and I didn't really know of the group at all until Dr. Brian and I had a conversation, and then he's like, hey, here's this group, like you should connect, like I think you'd fit in well, and then we met the criteria to fit in, and I was like, cool. So when I realized that, like, number one, it was a group of like-minded, a lot of like cash providers, similar like kind of philosophy to what we teach, you know, I was like, okay, this is solid. So then we got involved, went to our first event, and then got to shake hands with a lot of clients, got to shake hands with you guys and just network. And like, I feel like the relationships are even stronger because of it. So I would highly recommend it to anybody. And what I think is cool about it is that like, there's not a lot of fluff. You know what I mean? It's all just straight business, which is like what people are here for. Plus a little bit of fun, you know? So our experience was phenomenal. We brought the whole team at the time. There's five of us now, but we brought four people together out there. And I'd highly recommend it to anybody who's in chiropractic or in the space that even on the fence, definitely get involved, because just being around like-minded people like you guys is going to take you to the next level.
Awesome, Jeff. Well, it's been fun to watch the room come in with people like yourself that have businesses serving chiropractors. So we have practicing chiropractors with multiple clinics, with single clinics, with franchises, and now, you know, there's, I don't know how many coaches are in the room, marketing people are in the room, like, in it's a functional docs. We've got subluxation based docs. It's really, I think the premise is, how do we elevate this profession and serve humanity? And you've got everybody doing it in their own way. The common thread is they're all extraordinarily successful at it. And it makes for a great environment. And we're honored to have you be a part of it. So thank you and welcome to the group.
Honored to be there. Looking forward to the next one for sure. The team had a good time as well. So I appreciate you letting us all come out and have some fun.
Awesome. Cool. Jeff, we appreciate you. How do people find you?
You guys can feel free. If you got some value, you can shoot me an email. I have a non-conventional email because I just don't have a deep website for Clinic Growth Accelerator. So it's Jeff, J-E-F-F, at U as in university, V as in Vixen, K Media, UVKmedia.com. And then otherwise, if you want to grab a call time with us and learn a little bit more about the Accelerator program, you can go to www.accelerateyourclinicgrowth.com/start, and you can directly book a call with me, and then we can explore an opportunity if it makes sense.
Awesome, Jeff. We appreciate you. Thanks for your time, brother.
Appreciate you guys very much. We'll chat soon. Yeah, you guys too. Cheers.
See you soon.
Bye, guys.